What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends. Whoa, baby. Today is the day, dude. Today is the day that I'm going to sit in some grass, not know what the hell's going on, and can you take me higher? It's Creed tonight, baby. Today's the best day in the world.
Good day.
That's the big news of the day, huh?
Big news of the day.
Him going to Creed and his fantasy baseball team yesterday.
Yeah, that was a great one. Although I learned some backhand stuff that really pissed me off, but I'm not allowed to talk about it.
No, you're not. You can whine to me in the commercials.
No, I'm over it. I'm perfectly happy. I think I worked out something to make it better. You okay over there?
I don't know. My cord's all weird over here now.
Days like today, I'm really worried about Danny Meringue because I'm worried he's going to be super mad at me and punch me and steal my ticket to Creed.
Nah. I don't need to do that. I can get one if I need one.
Well, today's one of those days where he's going to be like Tommy Boy, where he gets all excited about his new pet. And, I love it.
What's that meme? I've had this dog for 2 hours and I will murder anybody that touches it.
Something like that.
I just can't seem to figure out who is going to be the opener for Creed. I'm getting conflicting reports. That's what I need to know. Do I need to go there early for some kryptonite by Three Doors Down?
Because it says what? With special guests, and in what order are they listed?
Well, there are different sites are saying different things. Some guys are telling me Chris Daughtry. Some guys are telling me Three Doors Down.
It's almost like you work at a radio station, and maybe you can ask one of
that's a great point.
People at other places.
Oh, that's great. Do you think we're promoting that?
Even if we're not, they know somebody who does.
See, I bet you
can probably even find somebody who has a set list.
Ooh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that would be dope. Well, I bet
it's not like people here haven't worked in the industry for 30 years.
Well, I bet you I can go to set list. Let's see. I bet you I can go to Creed set list on setlist.fm, and they will have played the same set list for the last 5 shows. This is correct. I've already found the set list. Man, this is terrible. You should never do this, by the way. You should never do this. But as somebody that doesn't really care that much, I'm doing it. Okay, dope. I don't know the 2 songs in the encore. Sick. Maybe beat traffic. Going up to Ridgefield tonight, and that place is not fun to get in and out of.
It's because it's in Ridgefield.
There's only two directions out. It's the same. There's only one road. There's 2 directions out. One's to the freeway and one's to the back roads. Fortunately, I don't live very far from there, but I'm thinking about packing a cooler full of beers to leave in the car for after the show in the parking lot when I have to sit there and wait. I think I'm going to drag tomorrow. If I suck tomorrow, is it okay if I admit it today?
No.
No? You just got to be on the fly?
It is what it is, man. You just got to go.
If I'm bad.
You can't pre-suck.
You can't pre-suck? You can current suck?
Mm.
It's always worse when you go, because it's like an it's like a yummy kind of thing.
I don't know that.
Yeah, no, it's not.
No,
it is not.
It's not that.
Yeah, okay. So you can only suck currently. You can't let them know.
You have to live in the current suck.
It's not like PT.
Bathe in the suck.
What if you had like
PTSD suck?
Like no, like partial PTO. If you were like, hey boss, I need 3 a year. I'm going to come in today, but I'm going to give half the effort.
Well, I would imagine.
And I got 3 of those a year.
Well,
maybe 5.
That's the thing is, yeah, that's the part of it. Because there's no shortage of people here, both on and off air, who would exploit that quite specifically.
You know, boss, I used that not care day off that I showed up, but I was actually pretty good. So can I get that back?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's never happening.
I don't know what 50% would be like. Although I feel like I'm at 50% right now because I'm locked out of the text line.
Oh, that's right. I'll get you. I'll score you away in the break.
So
I have had exactly 0 seconds to show prep today. So
I know you're trying to figure out ways to kill me.
No,
my tickets.
I haven't. No, come on, man. If I wanted to go, I'd go.
There might be free tickets. It's not sold out.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna sit in the lawn and not know what's going on.
Look, if it wasn't in Ridgefield,
it's deep, dude.
That, like, for me, that is. Deep.
It's only like 10, 12 minutes from my house.
Yeah, for me, that's a long drive.
Yeah.
So that's like, again, if it was a Friday, maybe you could talk me into
sure.
it. Sure. Wednesday, no.
You could stay at my house. Mm. Can't stay at my house tonight, though.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, not tonight.
No.
No. I'm going to have enough of you today.
Yeah. That's how it's going to go.
I got a strong feeling I'm going to have my fill of Daniel Meringue the third today.
Yeah, not just that. I won't stay away from the dogs. I won't leave them by themselves.
I know. I'm the same way with that. My wife is still gone. We're on day 10 or day 7 of nobody at home. So, like, I got to get done with the show and I got to, like, go home.
I'm solo day 3.
Yeah. How you feeling?
Oh, I laid down. I went to sleep. I got so much sleep. Like, I woke up and I was like, oh, my alarm's going to go off in like 45 minutes.
I didn't feel good yesterday. I think I'm quitting coffee. Like, I kind of joined the coffee train. And
no, you're not.
I think I'm going to.
What vice are you going to replace it with?
Cigarettes.
There you go. I had a mild.
No, I can't do that.
I had a mild panic attack, and that's how I was like, oh, this is a problem. I went golfing yesterday on a whim. I don't know why I did because it was disgusting outside yesterday. Got off air, went and played at Charbonneau, and. I had my little nicotine pouches in, and I got on the course, and I had them in. And then I realized, oh, no, I left them in the car.
Oh.
So I get to the turn after pulling. I think I took them out at, like, hole 5, and I was like, oh, I'm going to play a couple holes without these. This isn't going to be fun. Because I don't drink when I'm on the course. I don't really drink ever. I mean, that's not true. I will have a I found a, this is going to sound terrible. I found a strawberry cider that is like the best golf drink I've ever had outside of like a mojito or a transfusion.
Look, dude, God made seltzers for a reason.
Dude, something about being outside in the heat with golfing and having just like a nice.
A crispy, bubbly thing.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
Light bodied.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was like, oh no. And I went to my car and my little tin wasn't there. And I was like, Oh no. I have to play 9 more holes without nicotine. This is not going to go well. And so I came back to the group I was playing with as they were getting some drinks at the turn. And I had my little push cart because when I play at Charbonneau, I go out there and walk because it's flat and my hips can handle the flat. And I had 3 of those, what is it, the Gatorade Gator Lights, the electrolyte ones. Because it was so hot.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So I bring like 3 of those out there when it's that hot. And apparently I had put my tin underneath the bottles because I cycled them out. And I was like, oh, sweet Jesus. But if you look at my scorecard for 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 before I found them, it is bogey, double bogey, double bogey, bogey. And I'm like.
You find them and you look like Rory just winning the Masters.
I will
just
say
fall to the ground in tears.
Yeah, the scores did improve after the nicotine was reinserted into the body.
I
was like,
finally did it.
I was like, oh, the addiction is large.
The monkey is off my back.
Yeah, it was not good for the. But I played what, 8 holes without it. So I dropped it at 5. I took them out and then I didn't grab them again until 15. So
I one time got told on a kickball field for underdog kickball that I can't have a cigarette while on the field. And the joke was on them because I just caught a pop-up with a smoke in my mouth.
There you go, just dangling from the lip.
It was just dangling, and I was like, because I was like ripping the heater at second. Pop-up to second, I just threw it in the mouth and double-handed that B.
That's a new bit for Savannah Bananas. Guys in the outfield just ripping darts, flicking them, and taking off.
Yaks and darts, dude, out there.
Dart night brought to you by Virginia Slim.
Hell yeah, brother.
It was funny. I was playing golf with a guy this weekend. Shout out, this guy was smoking 100s. I didn't even know anybody smoked 100s.
Hundos? Oh, dude, like, man.
We had a manager at Old Chicago. He smoked the 100s, but what he did was he always would take like the first like 25% of that cigarette and break it off and then light it. And
why do you buy 100s?
He says they just taste different than the regulars.
I'm longtime service industry, so American Spirits and 100s are the go-to.
To increase the longer smoke rate.
Hell yeah.
But so this guy was ripping hundos, and it was funny. He would tee off, and while he was anything other than a tee shot, he would keep the cigarette in. He'd just move it on over. And
yeah, the tee shot might be weird because you might like burn your shoulder or
something. But he takes it, and he would put it like on the ground at like a 45-degree angle. Like you wouldn't set it flat on the ground. He would like tilt it like he was almost like he was using it like a tee. And I just thought it was really interesting. I'm like, why don't you just set it flat? Because then, you know, it's not like like the thing that you put in your mouth when you're smoking is not like in the dirt. But
right.
It was one of those weird idiosyncrasies that I was just like, this guy has a...
He's got a routine.
He's got a routine in what he does.
We have breaking news. Are you guys ready for this? Shedeur Sanders injured his oblique and skips practice. That's it. We're done.
Yep.
Go do something, Amadou.
Yep, that's the end of the day.
I did see that, and I was like, I'm going to tap a sign over there.
I mean, it is, you know.
If you're mad out there that we haven't got to this, honk your horn. I'm playing full heel right now. Yeah. I'm kind of into it.
Full on troll.
I can't see the text line right now, so I'm just like imagining nobody's texting. I can't see the YouTube chat.
Yeah, I'm looking at that one.
Well, I just wanted us to like marinate in this for a second. Let's have a little breather.
Are any of these YouTubers not familiar with how we start our show?
This is how we do it. Let's just calm down. This reminds me of Damian Lillard all over again. Let's just breathe for a hot second. We will get to it. In fact, we'll spend 3 hours on it.
Gonna be most of the show.
Excuse me, 2 hours and 45 minutes. Poor Tyson Alger has no idea. 12:15, we're just going to talk to him about the Blazers.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think of the new Blazers ownership group?
He's like, well, I don't write for the Blazers. I'm like, shut up, you do now.
Give me your opinion now.
Because why not?
Dance, clown.
Why not? Let's have a little fun today, huh? Mm. Let's have a little fun. It's loose. We've got super cool stuff. We'll just go ahead. Oakley Dokley. We do have a show for you today. Maybe the biggest show in our brief history. Dame was pretty big, but that happened near the end. The fact that we get this for a full 3 hours is pretty sexy.
Fair.
We'll have Web Gems at 11:45 like we always do. Tyson Alger at 12:15. We are working on some other peeps to try to bring in to let us know what in the absolute hell is going on.
Yeah, it turns out when news breaks at, what was it? I think it was 8:40, I got a text. And I was like, oh?
Eh?
And then
the poor guys would have used to only had a second. And then
when I got a text,
and then
I got
Shedeur Sanders for 3 hours.
When I got a text, the article from Sportico came out. I want to say a couple minutes later, I sent it to Sprague immediately, like go. That way they didn't miss that. It was kind of funny when I heard them talking about it on the drive in. They were like, yeah, normally we'd be going off air and we wouldn't even get to talk about this. And I was like, oh, here you go.
I'm so happy for those guys. I'm so happy for those guys.
It's the news hour.
It's so good.
9 to 11 local is the news hour.
And noon for East Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all right. When we come back, ding dong, the witch is dead. Mm. The Firm of Harrison Marang on 105.1 The Fan.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's over. 1017 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. Yeah, I got you up, babies. There's also the YouTube chat as well that lets you interact with us throughout the entire show on the text line. Just honked my horn. Whoop, whoop. Three doors down, dropped out due to cancer. That sucks. A lot of questions if Danny's in the bathroom cleaning himself up.
This isn't like that crazy. Like this isn't
the Stan Marsh thing.
No,
right?
It's not just that. It's not Dame returning kind of a deal.
No,
it's,
I know. I'm just teasing.
No, this we knew this was coming. And his name was not a name that I'd heard. I had heard that there was another group outside of another person who's worth untold amounts of money. But that was a couple months ago, and I had heard that it was one of those things where it was going to be, I don't know. And that was the last I kind of heard of it until about a month ago, that there was this other group that was gaining real traction, but it's all hearsay until something gets done. And here we are. And I will say, I do have independent confirmation that yes, the report originally from Sportico that the Trailblazers have been sold, and that was been, further done by Shem Strania, who said that the team will be sold for a valuation of over $4 billion.
Sportico dropped this, about an hour ago, maybe? Hour and a half ago? Boy, what time is it? Man, I literally just said the time, too, in my rejoin. Yes, this is sold to, I would assume he is the principal guy, or at least he's going to be the face, and that is Tom Dundon, who owns the Carolina Hurricanes, has reached a tentative agreement to buy the Portland Trailblazers from Paul Allen's estate. According to people familiar with the detail, there are quotes of him saying in an email that we're really excited. There is no word yet from the Allen camp, from the Allen Trust camp, which I'm sure we probably won't hear from.
I will say right now that the team is very unlikely to comment on rumors and or reports.
Yeah.
And they will not have anything officially to say until it is officially stated.
And there's a lot to get to with this, so just bear with us as we try to break everything down. You know, we'll get into, there's a couple other people in the group, including a co-president of a capital investment company, some local people. But I think this is the right time. I think this sale actually happened faster than we thought, at least according to Adam Silver at the Summer League. You know, it felt kind of like, oh, this might get drawn out. And with how Jody and Bert have kind of handled this situation since Paul's death, it kind of felt like they were in no rush to move on?
Well, they were looking for the right time, and not just for the Blazers, but
to also make a bunch of money in the meantime.
Well, yes, but then look, you can be like, oh, those vultures, why aren't they doing what's right? They're doing what's right by the order of the trust.
Sure, sure.
The again, I have not seen the trust. This is from people that have a good understanding, let's put it that way, of the trust. It is their fiduciary responsibility to sell the team for the most possible money, because they don't get that money. That money goes to the trust that is going into Paul Allen's philanthropy.
So fiduciary is a great word.
You like that?
I'm not quite sure what it means, but I hear it all the time.
But that's ultimately what this comes down to, was them generating the most amount of money for the sale, so that would generate the most money for the Allen estate and the philanthropic efforts for the Paul Allen estate.
And now it's done.
Well, it's not done. It's got to be ratified by the Board of Governors, which
I can't imagine why this wouldn't be. It's another sports owner.
Well, we've been down this path before with other owners, where the deal was done and then not done.
Yeah.
Particularly in the NBA.
Yeah.
Look, it's very likely done, but until things are voted on, ratified, and they're official, I always hesitate to say, let's wait, make sure, dot all I's, cross all T's, make sure everything lines up. Hell, we had this happen locally with the WNBA franchise when Kurt Brown tried to buy them, and then his valuation plummeted coming out of COVID, and it was all of a sudden,
Looking at the people that are involved in this, mm-hmm. which we'll get to here in about 10 minutes or so, these people, I don't know, man, it's all money people. It's money people and a sports guy, and it's not Saudis.
There are local ties. And here's the thing. The breaking news part of this is, yes, the Portland Trail Blazers have agreed with Tom Dundon and
his group.
Because here's the thing. Collectively, these guys aren't worth $40 billion.
No.
So it's going to be a group. And in all reality, unless you are...
You mean $4 billion to buy the...
No, I'm talking. These guys aren't worth $40 million.
Oh, gotcha.
Like this isn't like Larry Ellison, Jeff Bezos, and Huang, who owns Nvidia, the majority share. Like these aren't the
richest people in the world.
Like, don't get me wrong, they have money, but this is not like hell. It's not even the group that bought the Lakers. It's not even like that level of money. With Mark Walter, I think his net worth is like $12 billion individually, but you bring in the Guggenheim Fund and it's worth a lot more. I think they're like $300 billion, if I remember right.
I think you're my guy here, so I'm going to lean on you for this. Mm-hmm. Does the auction aspect of this change how Board of Governors vote to ratify the sale?
Or is it just
the process of selling, and then the vote will still be the same, and that shouldn't affect how they feel about it?
Well, this is from my understanding of the estate and how that was supposed to be handled. Is number one, it was going to the auction process, which mm-hmm. it sounds like that has occurred. I had heard it was going to happen in the fall, so I guess this is technically the fall.
No, we're in August. This is summer. Football hasn't started.
Yeah, it has.
No, it hasn't.
It has.
No, that doesn't count.
But again,
this is not fall. We're still in summer.
And then the process for this stuff and how long it actually takes.
100 degrees yesterday.
Yeah. I know. I was golfing and it was miserable. But we just had the Alex Rodriguez, Mark Lurie situation finally resolved and after that litigation over the Minnesota Timberwolves.
That felt like it took 2 years.
It did.
Yeah.
And that's obviously, there were some underhanded dealings by the previous ownership group who bought back into stake. They tried to stave them off, and based on fine print in contracts about when payments were received and when they weren't and all this other stuff.
And Alex is not worth anything close to what some of these guys are worth.
Well, he's actually closer.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he a $1 billion guy?
Yeah, he is.
I'm going to look that up. Yeah. You talk.
Him and Lurie together are worth probably, I would say, about the same as these guys are. But then you have the Celtics sale process, in which we've now had the Grusbeck family is no longer going to be the governing member. Originally he was going to. So there's always some little sticking point. Remember, Mark Cuban was going to stay on and run the basketball ops for the Mavs, and then he wasn't.
So I can
sit here and just point to all of these little things that have popped up in these sales processes mm-hmm. that have been like, oh yeah, no, this is this. Like, no, it's not that. It's actually this. And that happened. So let's see where this all ends up going. But it does sound like, again, via reporting and what I've been able to confirm, that the sale price and the process has been agreed upon, as well as what would be the majority shareholders. Now, here's the thing. I believe, again, this is, again, from what I understand, the Allen estate had to sell 100% of the team. Now, I don't know if Jody Allen or Burt Cold could buy back in as minority owners. I don't know. I don't know what the stipulations of that
would. I wonder if they would want to, you know, on their own accord.
I mean, Burt,
that's an interesting question.
Burt's been there with Paul Allen running the Seahawks and the Blazers at Vulcan forever.
Yeah, I wonder if you get that little itch, like, I want back in.
I mean, do you want to spend $300 million to buy in 10% or 8% of the team, 10% of the team? Like,
maybe.
I tell you what, it's a damn good investment.
Yeah. Sports is the thing right now to invest in.
Selling for over $4 billion. Yeah, Phil Knight, you can take your $2 billion and go to hell. I said
taking shots at Phil Knight?
I said that when they made the offer. It wasn't just the hit piece that he did that pissed off Jody Allen and the Allen estate, because, you know, we got the statements out of that. And Larry Miller did his piece, what is it, in the New York Post. I was like, okay. This is not going to go well. I could have told you that this was not going to go well. But I also said at that point in time, $2 billion was nowhere close. It was going to sell for double that.
Yeah, I think wasn't the estimated value like 3.6?
Yes.
And so then, yeah, that's
you
why
always
we thought,
sell over
that's
the
why we thought it would get to four, yeah. Especially in the auction platform. Yeah,
especially after the Celtics sold for 6. And then the Lakers sold for 10.
Still, though, man, the Blazers for 4 and the Celtics for 6, I would think that gap would be bigger. But like you were just saying, owning sports teams is like the thing now, because there's just so much corporate investment into it. There's so much TV rights deals. There's so much value to having a sports franchise. They don't expire. You know what I mean?
The number one thing in media, live viewing. What is the number one avenue for live viewing?
Sports.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know how many people watch the local news anymore. Even if you like combined all local news in every single market mm-hmm. into one, like just put all the metrics into one show.
Well, hell,
I still don't think it's more than football.
You might see that as it sounds like Tegna, who owns KGW, is getting bought out by the company Nexstar that owns Coin, which could.
State-controlled media.
Well, not just
tinfoil hats.
I believe, according to FCC standards, you can't have two stations.
So you can't
owned
have two, yeah,
by
the same market,
company.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Oh, yikes! That means one go bye bye.
So we'll see where that kind of goes.
Well, you're always going to have an NBC affiliate and a CBS affiliate.
You'll just have to find a new owner or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
All right. When we come back, are we ready to meet our new overlords? Who the hell are these guys? Do they seem okay? I didn't catch what Brandon said the bad thing was about them, so I'll go back and check the tape. So we'll check in on our new friendly overlords, who I hear smell amazing, fantastic haircuts, great shoes, awesome contributors to society, and I want them to know that I am here to be processed and completely subjugated to whatever you would like. That's next. But first, Rusty with sports.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, welcome to the show, friends. We're happy to have you along on this pretty big day here for us at 105.1 The Fan, the Fan Sports Network, at 1080 The Fan, 1080 AM, excuse me, the YouTube chat, the text line. You guys are all having fun today, and I'm happy to be around you. Big news today, as the Portland Trailblazers, it is reported, have been sold for around $4 billion, doll hairs, to a group led by a man named Tom Dundon, who is the majority owner of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Not majority owner, 100% owner.
100% owner.
100% owner. He bought
that's the team sexy.
Fully in 22, I believe. I bought the team in 2018, but I believe he bought the full share of the team in 2022.
Is this one of those things where the state of Oregon's most Googled person in the month of August is Tom Dundon?
Yeah.
And he lives in Carolina.
Probably already today.
No, he's Dallas.
Oh, he lives in Dallas. Oh, well, Texas. Yeah. No income tax. Yeah. Tom Dundon, hey, I love that you mentioned that he is the majority owner of the Hurricanes. Now, this is not a slide on hockey, but the reality is that hockey franchises are not valued as the same as NBA franchises.
Bought them for $450 million in 2018.
And what are they worth now? Probably not that much more.
I'd say probably $657. Yeah, somewhere in that range. They're certainly going up because they have the new rights deal, and that's the thing again.
And they're good.
Yes,
and they're good.
But they're in a market. I believe Raleigh's like 30-something. Let's see. Raleigh, media market size. Oh, no. Actually, it's 22nd. It's just behind Portland.
Oh, so it's same as us.
Yeah.
What's up?
So, and that's according to the latest polls. So, but just short of 2.8 million as far as, I should say, market size. So, actually I thought they were 32nd for some reason. But, yeah, they're right behind Portland.
There is a excerpt on Wikipedia that I'm excited to read during the break that says Tom Dundon and the quote bunch of jerks era 2017 to present. You telling me that this guy, I need Hockey Boy to chime in for this. Are you telling me that this guy's created a bad boy identity in Carolina? Because look, dude, majority ownership identity, that gets my pants real tight, because that's like, that's one direction. That's one voice. That's one thing. I mean, Paul had that for a little bit here.
Yeah.
In good ways and bad ways. We had a good ways in the late 80s, early 90s.
Well, hell,
and bad ways
90s.
in the late 90s and bad ways in the early mid-2000s.
Well, I mean,
in terms of identity.
Yeah, I mean, the identity of the Paul Allen teams for the longest period of time was spam. Spend Paul Allen's money. The CBA and where it's at today is largely because of Paul Allen.
Yeah.
Because he was willing to outspike, don't get me wrong, what Ballmer and what Lacob did in with the Clippers and the Warriors. That's what got the CBA to where it fully is today, because they were just like, we're going to spend more money than God, and our luxury tax bill is going to be more than, you know, three times what teams or what other owners spend on their teams. And they're like, yeah, we can't have that. Sorry. So that pushed it. But Paul Allen, I believe, was the first owner in the NBA to have a $100 million payroll.
Really?
Yeah, he said,
screw it, let's go.
He said, F them kids.
Some other interesting things about old Tommy Boy here. It looks like when he took over for the Hurricanes, he went through jersey changes, went to an updated flag logo, corrected to a hurricane warning flag, and also made the canes on the sweater, on the front of the sweater. Mm-hmm. You've seen that for the Hurricanes?
Yeah.
It just says canes?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if history repeats itself, and we'll get into what we think the future looks like a little bit later, this guy puts a stamp on it, is what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I think so. And I do have the actual numbers here. So in 2018, Dundon bought 52% of the team. And then in 2021, he required all remaining minority shares of the Carolina Hurricanes, becoming the franchise's sole owner.
Dude, I wanted to do that with the Blazers.
Well, I will say, if he
doesn't have the money,
you know, shortening the name on the front of the jersey to the Canes and whatnot, we've already got Blazers on the front of the jersey. And
dude, what
if
he goes?
If they go Zers, Zers, we riot.
I will throw him into the Willamette.
Not me. I'll do it.
We
on my jersey.
Riot.
No,
pitchfork
it's,
time.
It's god awful. Anybody who says Zers, I am immediately out on as a human being.
Dude, I love Zers.
The same guys that say Zers are the ones that go, hey, you want to go get a slice of za?
Yeah, it's like, no.
I want to punch you in the face.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man, I just found out you guys really don't like me.
Yes, there you go.
I don't call it za.
I do like you, but yeah, you might have your foibles.
It's only called za when I make the Lady Gaga joke.
Za.
That's her favorite food.
The interesting thing here is that between these three owners, none of them are worth the untold billions. So, Dundon, depending on what you believe in, is worth anywhere between $1 billion and I believe it's 1.4.
Right.
There's one report that says 1.7. So under $2 billion. So that means he cannot be the sole owner of the team because he does not have the funds to front $4 billion.
Yeah. So the other guys on this list.
Mark Zahr is worth $1 billion. And
from Blue Owl Capital, who I did some research on. Blue Owl Capital, their credit is $145.5 billion. Their real assets are $71.5 billion.
That's not his
money.
That's what they're managing.
But that's he. Maybe they're the money.
I would be.
Is that a conflict of interest?
Yeah, you can't do that. That kind of money can't be in the NBA just yet. We'll see where that goes. The other owner that is named, and it matters the order that they are presented in the article.
I mean, that's why Tom Dundon,
is
we can assume, is the guy.
Yes. And then you've got Zahr, and then you've also got Portland-based Shield Tile. He is the co-CEO of Collective Global.
Which is another, like, finance asset company.
Okay, this dude's a monster. And I mean this in, like, the whoa.
Like you in a screenshot of you and me?
100%. Shield graduated from Stanford at 19.
Wow. Wow.
Doogie.
Yes. In addition, he also holds a JD from Harvard Law. And he is a member of the State Bar of Texas.
Wow.
He was on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list in 2013. This guy is a dude.
Who's his wife?
She may or may not work for the state of Oregon in the Oregon Health Authority, which, if you're aware of a particular building right next to Moda Center, if you want to connect some dots right there.
What are we going
to
do with that building?
The building that has presented some problems.
Yes.
For zoning and construction and things that you want to do there, which also circles back to Tom Dundon. He bought all of the minority shares of the Carolina Hurricanes and the building, which is now the Lenovo Center, and they are redoing that entire area in Raleigh into a district.
Yep, yep.
Oh, weird!
I know, so great.
Weird!
We'll get to that at 11 o'clock and what that could mean. I think that's the interesting thing about Tom Dundon here. Again, maybe he's still outside and I can ask him in the break. I didn't catch what Brandon said was the negative thing that he found, but a lot of this stuff sounds really kind of positive to me. Are we just excited that this is sold, or does this guy seem like maybe the right guy to run this small market team?
I mean,
because he's doing a great job. And let's be real, hockey is a niche sport.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey is
diehards, though.
Diehards for sure, but it's very regional. It's very historical. I mean, the Carolina Hurricanes get the benefit of being the former Hartford Whalers, but Hartford and Raleigh are very far away from each other.
And nobody cares.
So to build a hyped, very successful team in Raleigh, North Carolina, that's hockey, this might be the kind of guy that I want. Because that's now you're going to take a shot at basketball in Portland. You've got a fan base already built in that if you give this fan base a reason, if you give this fan base a product, they will come out. I mean, there was the longest time where the Blazers had some of the best attendance percentage-wise for stadium capacity in all of the NBA.
They had a 22-year sellout streak.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like the fan base is here if you want, and maybe a guy that, maybe a small market you know, fringe sport. Hockey, I don't think is niche, but it's fringe. It's still the Big Four.
Sure.
But to have, of the smaller end of the Big Four, a local kind of driven team become the new guy here, I think it's kind of a home run.
And I will say,
unless this guy turns out to be a giant piece of garbage, but we don't know.
Maybe. Well, here's the other thing. Since Dundon bought the team in 2018, the Carolina Hurricanes have not been under 500. They have been to his first year in 18-19, they lost in the conference finals. The next year, they lost in the first round. They lost in the second round. Then the next year, they lost in the second round. And they lost in the conference finals, lost in the second round, and lost in the conference finals. So they've been very successful in his run. Now, the Stanley Cup, they won, obviously, before he was there. They won the cup in, was that 05? 05, 06, and they lost in the Stanley Cup Finals in 01, 02. And that was really only a couple years after they got there. They got to Carolina in 97, 98? Yeah, so they had a period of darkness for about a decade from 2009-10 to 2018. They were not in the playoffs. But they have not been below 500. Their lowest winning percentage since he has taken over the team is 596. So 60%.
That's better than the Mariners.
So, better than 54%.
Better than the Mariners. Couple things coming in on the YouTube chat. Tim says, agents hate him, but the fans have appreciated his investment into the team, and they've succeeded. He said he took that from reading Canes fans on Reddit. And also in Mom's Basement, I'm a huge hockey guy. I've really admired their organization for the last 5 years or so. I've got a buddy who's a season ticket holder, and he loves the organization. They spend money. They win. This is good.
Well, the spending money part I'll push back on a little bit, but yes, they are not the cheapest team, but they are not spending all of the money.
Side note, I know we're up against it, but side note real quick, do you think, I don't know how many new owners are going to come into any of the Big Four sports and be cheap. How many new owners have come in and been cheap?
Now,
see what I mean?
Yeah, but
so it's like once we get the Fishers out and you get the Dan Snyder, just like the Jerks and the Haslams, like once those guys get out and their kids decide to sell, I don't think they're going to be selling to crappy owners. You know, the Pittsburgh Pirates, like your days are numbered. If you're a 12-year-old Pirates fan, by the time you are 50, you might have competent ownership. Now, that sucks to wait 38 years, but you might have competent ownership. And that's maybe something we overlooked in this situation.
So the Hurricanes are the 23rd lowest or highest payroll in the NHL.
But they're good.
Sure, but again, they're not spending all of the money. Like the Golden Knights are 1, Montreal 2, Florida 3, Edmonton 4, Philly 5. Dallas
only
6.
One of those teams have won a Stanley Cup in the last 10 years.
Didn't Vegas win one?
That's the only one.
Didn't the Panthers just win one?
Oh, you said the Panthers? The
Panthers are third.
My apologies. Yeah. I was hearing Montreal, Edmonton, Dallas.
Yeah, Edmonton's been to 2 in a row.
Still haven't won it, though.
You've been to 2 in a row.
I'm a winner here.
Well, they're spending money. Well, guess what? Hurricanes haven't won any.
I'm a winner here.
Okay.
Edmonton also has the best player on planet Earth.
Okay. The Hurricanes. Not spending money, not in the cup.
Dude, who out there is hella mad that me and Danny are pretending to be hockey bros right now?
I know hockey well enough.
I got a bunch of friends that watch hockey, so I just listen to what they say. Yeah. All right, we come back. We'll keep this story rolling. There's a lot of different aspects to look at it, but let's do that. We kind of were teasing into this. What does the future look like? You know, coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll kind of look at this idea of the entertainments district, which was kind of Phil Knight's idea, and I think everybody is about it. There's a lot to unpack with this, so stick with us. This is Portland Sports Leader, the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM. Tyson Alger will join us at 12:15, so buckle up for that. We'll have Web Gems at 11:45. You know what's interesting right here? We have a show sheet that kind of breaks down each segment for what we're going to talk about.
Oh, go on. I've never looked at that.
I'm aware. At 12 o'clock.
You don't say.
You don't say, Daniel. At 12 o'clock, it just says.
Mariners.
At 12 o'clock, it just says Blazers sale. So we'll get to that at the 12 o'clock hour. We thank all of you for joining us today, especially all the way in Vienna, Austria. I'm joking. That's my wife, and she is not listening.
So you're safe for now.
Yeah, we're safe for now. Although she was like, I hope you have a great show, honey. And I was like, yeah, babe, the Blazers just sold. It's a huge day. She's going to be like, the Blazers, right. We have a basketball
team. That team down the street.
Do you guys' partners not care about sports?
Ambivalent.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Like, she follows the Trailblazers a little bit. She's probably more on the Ducks than the Trailblazers.
Okay. Is she more of a football than a basketball?
I think she is more of a football because I'm a football.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so, yeah, like she wants to, yeah. Because, you know, it takes up some of my time and she wants to know what's going on.
Sure. Danny, your wife?
Basketball.
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 Okay.
She went to
hook, line, sinker,
yeah,
for that.
She father-in-law has had season tickets forever that they go to. Like, she came to games for the last couple of years, just popping in with the father-in-law and going watching games. Yeah.
Dope.
So that's that. Yeah. Much easier. Like, we watched the game 7 together.
Cool.
Watched Hallie go down and go.
I went to a bar and was like, oh man, now I don't have any reason to be at this bar. My wife indulges me on a baseball and soccer. When I start watching hoops, she is checked out. When I watch college football, she has left the house. Well, she used to be married to one of those dudes that like made her throw parties and nobody would help and she had to clean up all the time. So if you ever hear me talk negatively about Michigan, ding, 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 that might be why. But what the future looks like, that's what I have written down for this, all right? What the future looks like, we're kind of, again, alluding to that. There is a possibility, though, that the famous line of be careful what you wish for could rear its ugly head.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to, like, accusatory, because we don't know these guys, and we don't know, and Brandon finally got back to me because he's awesome. This dude, Tom Dundon, did get involved in Alliance Football, which failed epically, and was sued for $184 million.
He's also, I believe, the majority owner of the Major League Pickleball.
Major League, yeah. The Professional Pickleball Association.
So he's a sports guy.
And the PPA Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, we were kind of talking about this in the break. You know, we were using Mark Cuban as a great example. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of times when Mark Cuban attempted to seem like a normal, fun, he would kind of lean into that dad bod and his bad dancing.
And yell at the refs from behind the bench.
You know, he kind of wanted to say, like, I'm a fan just like you. I'm just fortunate enough to have a louder voice than you.
Because
literally and figuratively.
Yes, because I did really well in the dot-com bubble and made all of the monies. And this is like, this is what I do. And here's the thing. We knew the team was going to be sold. Who it was going to go to, my prerequisites were like money, having the right people.
And money.
Yeah.
And
as
money.
An auction, that's the biggest prerequisite, though, is money.
But beyond that, it was like everybody was super, super, super excited when the Suns sold. And they're like, oh, get Sarver out of here.
He's a
scumbag.
Oh, this is a great example.
Yes, yeah. Matt Ishbia was the first one I thought of.
Yeah, here's the thing.
I have
Sarver
a friend,
was a scumbag. Is a scumbag.
Yes. I have a friend who went to Michigan State with Ishbia. Mm-hmm. Was like, awesome dude.
Sure.
Awesome guy. He's going to be so great for the NBA.
Ask Suns fans. Get them to take the mask off of the smiling face. Everything's fine. When I was down at Summer League, I was talking to a bunch of Suns guys. And, you know, everything that was coming out of it, you know, the Mala Watch is fun. And yeah, the KD trade and da, da, da. It was like, yeah, how are you really? And they're like, yeah, it's not great.
But
we're in a really bad spot.
But you're trading a sleaze bag for a, like, I don't know, a guy who took too many swings. And I would rather have the guy who takes too many swings than the sleaze bag. However, to your point, the Suns fan base are not invigorated to be paying Bradley Beal more money than his current team is paying him.
Also, God, this is going to make me look really bad, but I don't care.
Do it.
Give me the sleazebag who's good at his job.
That is the most Danny Meringue take I've ever heard in my life.
Here's the thing.
Well, the thing is,
you can grab ass.
But the thing is, we were too used to the sleazebag who wasn't any good at his job. In terms of Neil Olshay.
Oh, yeah. That yes.
Yeah, I'm not talking ownership.
Yeah. I was saying, Paul, I mean, Paul.
I was like, I think Paul's good dude.
No, Paul was great.
He's fine.
Paul was great, but yes. We.
But I do think that's...
But too much of that franchise was left asleep at the wheel with Olshay in charge.
Yeah, especially at the end as Paul got declined in health.
And I think that, but that gets to your point. Like, if you come in and you start touching too much on things, start really trying to infect, which, you know, as I talked about earlier with his impact on the Hurricanes, that went really well. And if you go back to the well because it's, you know, what you're good at, that doesn't necessarily works every time. Like, going back to Mark Cuban, how many investments has Mark Cuban made that have failed? You know, even this guy's made an investment that failed and it cost him $184 million.
For sure. And then, look, there's a sliding scale of billionaires. I'm not a eat the rich, the burn them all at the stake person, but find me a billionaire who's a decent human.
It's hard.
It's
really hard to have that money.
Really hard.
You know, for the longest time, I think it was Bill Gates, and then he like divorced his wife for no reason when they got old.
Yeah. Look, we were not meant as entities to have that much money, power, and influence.
No.
That is something I believe. Now, am I against somebody making that money? No. No, I'm not.
Because even in the animal kingdom, like if you look at the lion, the king of the jungle, he doesn't roll around.
Had to call 5-0.
He's in the tree. King of the jungle.
Grandma's boyfriend.
I need that drop so bad. Yeah. He doesn't roam around and kill everything. It is just to eat. Just to eat, survive, and procreate.
Well, yeah, but they also don't have opposable thumbs.
But they will also destroy you.
Yes.
Yes. They're like, you can take that opposable thumb, and I'll toss that to one of my cubs.
Yeah, let me go show you this canine.
So, to your point, yes, we are not built to have that much power and influence.
And so there's always that kind of catch-22 with it. I want some, like, look, perfect world, I want Mark Walter. The guy who just bought the Lakers, who owns the Dodgers. And it's not just because of the money. It's because of who he has empowered, who he has hired, how they've gone about it.
Already making tough choices when it comes to LBJ, you know?
Like, well, or even the group that I think the guy that was involved with Phil Knight, who's part of the Dodgers ownership, this Smolinski.
Smolinski, yeah. Smolinski? Who, yes, he made his money in real estate, which again gets a little dicey because he may or may not have gentrified the entire area around USC. As somebody who grew up down there, that area was 2 blocks north of the Coliseum. You did not go. And now you go down there and it is unfreaking believable.
You know, that kind of reminds me what it looks like down at the Moda Center. And this guy does have a track record of fixing that. We'll get to that next. Stick with us. Big Blazer news today. We'll kind of ride this ship probably for most of the day. We'll see how it goes. All bets are off. All rules are gone.
Ship.
I said ship. I 100% said ship. I actually didn't even think about saying a bad word there. I meant
just ship.
Yes. Like Clemson. We'll see where this ship takes us. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. This is the firm of Harrison Morang, 105.1 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.